What was the amount?
Oh, sorry. $8,551.75.
And 38.
38 was full funding, removing an incomplete invoice and marketing costs. So it's $21,560.10.
And what, leaving those numbers at 100%, what does that add up to, do you know?
I can give you that. Just
can you do it quicker than I can?
Sure. Let's try.
Well, I don't know if you had it on Excel.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. $1,759,572.92 leaves us $514,000 short, roughly. I need to change the number up top. And I'll tell you how much we're short. $264,000 short.
The figure you start with in figuring that, because where I've done it the other
day. I am withholding some in the bucket for LPHA, for the health department.
Oh, and you're putting it back in here then. Okay. Then, so you're starting with $1,495,000. And you're using all the $180,000. You're not paying employees. So.
It says the total amount still remaining in all of the buckets is what's factored in there. So that will be ultimately a decision for you guys to make on if you want to cover the counties.
Well, those employees that have been out with COVID, this, they were expecting.
And grabbing some costs from the beginning of last year when they were given 80, I think it was 80 hours, that were covered. We weren't sure that if it would be double dipping or not, and after council said that other counties had used their CARES Act funding to cover that. So about 79 of that $80,000, 76 of that $80,000. Is going back to the beginning.
We covered up to 80 hours per the act, up to December 31st.
Right. And so it's going back and capturing that cost that the county had covered, that up to 80 hours for those employees that had not been part of our CARES Act funding up until that point.
And did he sign the bill on the I can't remember the day he signed it. It was in the first week of March or something.
Yeah, it went back to the House on March 10th for consideration, and I'm not sure.
I think it was in the teens there.
That he signed it.
But we've just not seen or heard anything to when. If he'll come from the date that he signed it, or if he'll go back to the 1st of March, or...
Yeah, I don't... And there's, like, I haven't seen any indication of when, like, the start date, or if it'll be retroactive, mm-hmm. or anything like that.
If we fund 73% of the requests of the schools, Faith Community Health was $646, so that's
right.
We've already taken away on a lot of the others.
Mm-hmm.
The schools we didn't take anything away from. So if we, anyways, I'm looking at and putting everything back in the buckets, I call them buckets.
You punch in 73%?
Do what?
I was asking Melissa if she'd punched that
he
in.
He signed it on March 11th.
March 11th?
Uh-huh. March 11th. So it's effective on March 11th. You said 75%.
73%
of the schools. 73%. And then everything else we already took away and agreed on. Not agreed on, but already discussed. That should be right there.
You want that to be the same for the same up by 73% to number 30 as well?
Is that the linkability of school? Yes.
Okay.
Does that pretty much use it? And then the health department we can take care of with the new funding coming in. I've already spoken with the health department, two individuals there. And I think they expect about a $300,000 windfall. Not a windfall. They think their expenditures are going to be about $300,000 more than what their revenues are going to be. And I know that the new funding will allow us to make up revenues for this year. So I feel pretty confident after speaking with them and after talking with council that we should be able to take care of them with the funding coming in. And then as far as the county is concerned, we should be able to do something similar. You know, maybe not make up for something in the past, but use it for something in the future to offset those expenses. And that way we're getting to use the CARE Act money to its best use by taking care of the entities that we won't be able to take care of with future funds.
And you're not concerned on if the start date begins when it's signed on the county employees that are out with the...
We've already paid them, so we'd be reimbursing ourselves, correct?
Well, they're paid the salary. Depends on how it comes out, whether it comes out their sick leave or whether it comes out of them.
I'm saying we've already paid... We've already paid the $89,000 or whatever it is. That's already been paid out. So we would just be reimbursing ourselves for those funds from the CARE Act money into the county.
Well, not ourselves in a way, because you pay them sick leave and everything, but they're not thinking that it's going to have to, when it's their first, that it's going to have to come out of their sick leave right now.
Are you talking about monies in the past? Or are you talking about more?
I'm talking about the ones that have been here the last few weeks.
So you're talking about the ones going forward. Last few weeks and going
mm-hmm.
forward.
Mm-hmm. And some of them didn't have.
We created a policy that said they could use sick pay up until essentially the funds ran out.
Uh-huh. And so we had the funds in, so they were thinking that they were going to be paid, and a payroll clerk would have to tell us, but I think it was just one or two that didn't have the...
I think that those can be made up. I think those can be made up.
So of that payroll, $79,568 of that is from March through December of last year that we thought perhaps would be double dipping on the CARES Act because it was required or it was mandated that we do that. And Dawn may be able to explain that better. That $79,000 that you went back and collected from March through, because we thought it would be double dipping to use it because it was a mandated under FMLA or the FR, and find out from council that other counties had done it. He didn't really see it as double dipping, so we could go back and recoup those costs if you so desired, I think.
My concern is the ones that, since the first of the year, that were not under that act, that thought, according to what we had, the resolution would pass, that they would be paid.
I submitted all that.
Uh-huh.
Except for this paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've got probably three or four.
Mm-hmm. And the discussion is whether or not they're going to use it or not, because it's not been, it's not taken out yet, and they're talking about putting it with.
Those two,
I suppose then, somehow if it comes out, we just take it out of GCR?
That's, if we're not able to make up the funds elsewhere, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've already taken it out of GCR.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that is true.
And that's what I'm saying. We've already, the employees have already been paid.
The question is whether we take it out of their sick leave or whether the ones that didn't have sick leave or.
Right. Well, that.
And we knew that was going to come. Mm-hmm. I hate it. But
we may be able to do it in the future with these funds. You know, we've not gotten a lot of guidelines on these funds that's coming.
There's very little right now.
And it could be a cluster like the past one, as far as, okay, everything qualifies. Well, we really didn't mean that qualified.
Exactly. And they'll change it
that's
repeatedly.
That's what I mean.
Oh, by the way.
Also, never the federal government. Never the government, period. What are you talking about?
So that would be, it's $9,578 in current from January till now, or till this last pay period, that 2000 you brought in. So that's what's kind of, the other 79 was covered by the county when we thought that it wouldn't even be.
In 2020, so
it would.
So then I was trying to get David in here, but you guys may know, when budgeting for 2020, those funds, with the close of 2020, those funds had already been expended, had already been spent, and they were not.
That
came out of GCR?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Part of it came out of GCR. Part of it came out of Road and Bridge. Part of it came out of System.
Right. Came out of the... Yeah. But yes. Yeah. And then the expectation was for there to be a reimbursement of such or of sorts for 2021 for those... So I guess my point is that budget year is already done and we're sitting fine. I mean, financially, we're fine. 2021, if everything continues like it is right now, we'll be fine. Will be great. I guess I'm willing to give more to these entities and risk not being able to make up for it within GCR, not be able to make up for it from the funds that we have coming in other ways to go towards GCR to make up those. That $10,000, where we see we're at $9,000 and change right now?
Yeah, so
$10,000 expenditure.
Right.
And then just write off the $79,000 from last year.
Because that budget year
is already done. And we ended up fine. Whereas some of these entities haven't ended up fine. And some of them are fine. I mean, some are doing great. I know that.
Well, we had reserve. It could come out of. We did not, expenses and revenues did not match.
Well, and last year, I think all the elected officials and department heads did a really good job of not spending what was in their budget because of COVID. I mean, they were able to hold back a little. I mean, I think everybody did a good job within the county. So, anyway, that's just one way of looking at it.
They did do a good job, but we just had budgeted more expenses than revenues to begin with.
True. Yeah. We do that. I mean, that's common.
Can't continue to go, but we won't with the passage of them.
Exactly.
But... No, it's not common for a business to continue to go in the red, but we shouldn't do that in the future.
Anyways, that's just one way of looking at it. I'm leaning towards that, but whatever you guys, I'm obviously willing to listen to anything, any input you two have. Or any other thoughts? John, as you're kind of outsider looking in, do you have any thoughts on that?
My only comment, we can sit here and speculate on ARPA till the cows come home, but I think, and I'm not going to speak for the applicant,